from us here at Sam Nation. Sam Rejofsky here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. And, well, it's been an action-packed day. Before I get to that, 800-222-5222, sam@samnation.com is the email. That plane that went down, that was about two and a half miles from the office. Whenever you know this from being, if you work or live by an airport, you see planes taking off all the time and landing all the time. And that stretch of the 405, I drive that almost every day. And so I know it really well. And every time you're driving through there, you know, planes are, I would guess, maybe 20 feet, 30 feet overhead in some cases. And you always have that feeling, you know, what, gosh, it's so close. So today it happened, very scary. Apparently the guy took off, lost his right engine, comes back around the airport and just did not have enough altitude to give him what he needed to keep moving forward. And so he brought it down on the freeway. Must have really done quite a bit of maneuvering to avoid cars. Unbelievable he did not come down on top of a car. Landed right side up and hope both the pilot and his passenger wife are going to be okay. Crazy day in Orange County today. Well, anyway, we're here live from the Sweet James Studios, deep behind the orange curtain. And what a day. Again, fast-moving, late-breaking developments. This afternoon, about 24 or so Democratic Congress persons decided that they had just had enough with Donald Trump. You see, they're going to get rid of him. They've got a plan even. They've formed a committee. And they're going to do it by declaring Trump unfit to serve. Now, the mechanism, the legal mechanism that I guess would allow them to do this, is found in the Section 4 and in the 25th Amendment. And there's two ways you can go about it. First, you've got to have the president declared unfit. Now, it can't be that you don't like the president. You can't, I guess this is the real question. Is Trump insane or is it just a bad case of we don't like what he's doing? They're blaming it on the tweet, but I'll develop this a little bit. You'll see it's a lot more than that. They're hanging it on real policy issues. I mean, yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee, she's all over TV today talking about it's Trump Russia. He hasn't staffed the State Department. Unbelievable, right? Congress stalls. The Democrats in Congress have been stalling the president's agenda at every turn. And now they're beating them over the head with it and claiming that he's not fit to serve because he can't even get his own administration off the ground. Did he finally have a full cabinet meeting 2 weeks ago? Because of all the stalled appointments in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, excuse me. Unbelievable. So at any rate, two ways that Ms. Jackson Lee can do this. One, you've got to get the vice president on board and a majority of the cabinet. So that means that Mike Pence would have to agree with a majority of Trump's own cabinet that Trump is unfit to serve. And in the alternative, again, you need the vice president and a majority of some sort of committee, some sort of group of people that are selected by Congress. There's no other way of doing it. You can't just call a bunch of psychologists in. I mean, now they could form a committee of psychologists and get them to vote. In fact, as I'm reading the statute, I think they can get a committee of janitors and get them to vote. But they still need the vice president of the United States vote as well. And so this is nothing more than a total pipe dream. It's a stunt. It's a political stunt. Now, the guy behind it is a Representative Jamie Raskin, a Democrat from Maryland. And he's also a law professor. Now we know we're in real trouble. And he got up today. I mean, he, by the way, gets up to curly hair, kind of a disheveled mess. You got a picture. He's actually exactly right. His tie is a little askew. Actually, kind of a, that's now knowing he's a law professor, I think that makes a little bit of sense. So he says he doesn't give a long spiel, but at one point he basically says how Trump should never be a role model to his son. Something's deeply wrong here. Have a listen to what he said.
I want to tell my son that he should never look at this president of the United States as any kind of role model. He is no gentleman, and he seems increasingly like a barbarian in terms of his treatment of his fellow citizens. So something is deeply wrong at the White House, and we hope whoever's in control over there can get on top of it and pull back from this terrible situation.
And thematically, this kind of stuff was all over TV and radio today. You had people saying he's not a gentleman. You had people saying he is sexist. You had people saying that he treats women horribly. And all these Democrats in near unison criticizing Trump over all his mistreatments and all this. I am beside myself wondering where the hell were you when you had a rapist in the Oval Office. I mean, no question about it. You defended a guy who was a serial predator of women. Bill Clinton, I mean, we'll take Juanita Broderick and that episode out of it for a minute. But in the Oval Office, for Pete's sake, you want to talk about dignity of the presidency? Conduct unbecoming a president? Unpresidential behavior? I happen to think dropping your shorts in the Oval Office and getting a BJ from an intern who is young enough to be your daughter, and then ordering your military aide to clean up the towels that have your bodily fluids on them, I happen to think that that is far worse than anything ever that Trump could possibly tweet. It's a question of perspective. Have we lost it? Have we just completely given up? This is day, I don't know what it is. I've lost track of the numbers, but this is yet another example of Trump derangement syndrome. And you'll hear from, I'll play clips of Jackson Lee talking. I'm so angry at the president. But it really, the tweet is an excuse. It comes back to a litany of complaints, and it's all policy related. Behind all of this, what you must understand is the Democrats are truly fearful that Trump is going to succeed with his agenda. They are beginning to see signs of a president who is not afraid of them. They're not used to this kind of a Republican. They like the Republican that rolls over, plays dead, wants to be a compassionate conservative, wants to be presidential, which presidential, and we talked about this yesterday, presidential to the liberal press corps and to the Democrats in the Senate and the House, presidential means playing along. Bipartisanship has never, ever, ever meant anything other than you do it our way. When Democrats talk about bipartisanship, what do they really mean? They mean that the Republicans come and meet them halfway, not the other way around. And that's what this is. They truly see, when they say barbarian, what they mean is, yeah, somebody whose policies they don't agree with, and they aren't getting him to play ball. 6 months in, I guarantee you this is a factor in all of this. With Trump being roughly 6 months into his term, what do you have? You have a bunch of folks on Capitol Hill, our elected officials, who by now are hoping that Trump was ready to give up that he would be giving up the ghost, that he would be going full Schwarzenegger by now. Just moderating and tacking and wanting to have fun and doing his parties and this and that. And I think they're honestly surprised that the guy in the White House is still focused on getting the agenda that he promised the voters that he would get done. He's still locked on a conservative right-wing agenda. And they are not okay with it. Trust me. And I thought to some extent that when Trump Russia was fizzling, that once Trump Russia started, I mean, it's just starting to completely now show itself for what it is, a giant empty vat of nothing. I thought the Democrats were going to start to get real. But we're on to another Fantasyland project, Mikagate. It was a stupid tweet. He shouldn't have done it. He's helping their ratings. It's dumb. I don't know what else to tell you. But on the flip side, the it's unpresidential thing, that ship sailed with Slick Willie, okay? That has left the station, and you Democrats have no moral high ground on this issue. I'm sorry. So what do you got? We're here now. I mean, the political discourse talked about that too. How? What is it? You want to talk about how? I love. This is a common theme today now too. The civility. There's no civility in our politics. You got Kathy Griffin dangling a cut off head, you know, purporting to be Donald Trump. He's getting speared with knives in Central Park. You've got every late night comedian making the most foul of jokes. Bill Maher making incest jokes about Ivanka and Donald Trump. I mean, it's disgusting. And so, you know, honestly, I will tell you this. There are not an insignificant number of people out there, even people who are not necessarily that political, who are looking at this and going, you know what? The things they're saying about him are terrible. One joke, one tweet, and it's not really a joke, but one tweet about a facelift is not the end of the world. It's dumb, shouldn't have done it, but it's not a disqualifying deal. So it's going to be the same thing as with Trump Russia. They're going to beat this drum as long as they can until they get drum elbow and completely just run out of steam, and then they're going to find a new outrage. These good Democrats are like the cat I've described to you, you know, the cat with the laser pointer. I mean, you give them a thing for you, and it almost is. I mean, what are we not talking about right now? Trump Russia. I'm talking about Mika Brzezinski, but we're not talking about Trump Russia. We're talking about Trump tweeting, but we're not talking about election collusion between us and the Ruskies. We're not talking about Michael Flynn. So I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think it was part of a strategy, but there's a fatigue that starts to seep in with all the outrage out there. There was an exchange that's very telling between Neil Cavuto on Fox Business Network today and Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, the Democrat from Texas I was telling you about. Now, she's insisting that Trump resign. That's her solution here. And Cavuto's point is, look, hey, Congresswoman, I don't mean to be rude, but he just got elected. He just barely got American people. American people still maybe want him in, you know, give him a chance. And doesn't mean that you're out as president. Have a listen to this exchange. It's very telling.
That doesn't mean, Nisar, you're out as president. Let the American people decide that in the next
American
election.
The American people have decided his polling numbers are down under 40%. He's 36% or 35%.
I can remember when Ronald Reagan polled in the 30s, Congressman. I can
but
remember.
Ronald Reagan was a commander-in-chief, and he was attempting
My
to run the government.
My point is, if you go by polling numbers or snapshots at times, of course, we would have never seen Ronald Reagan reelected.
Yeah, so this is a great point. This is a great point. And when we come back, let me explain to you what this is. It's all about the polling numbers for the Democrats. It's all about the poll. And Trump is losing polling numbers. Tell you what this means. Don't go anywhere.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. 790. KABC.
Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, we're back, and we found somebody roaming in the hallways here at the Sweet James Studios, and it happened to be Sweet James himself. Oh my gosh, what a treat.
How are you, Sam?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for letting me pull you in.
anytime.
I love it. So, well, normally we talk about you all the time here.
But
this is perfect. It's Friday, you know, and I'm doing some of my political rants. By the way, thank you for being you really are the best sponsor any host could ask for. You never tell me to shut up, even though you probably ought to from time to time. So yesterday I was telling good people out here about money. I was explaining when I was doing your ad, and I was explaining how people sometimes get really caught up about the cost of a lawyer. And it's funny. To me, I think of it as, you know, there are Toyotas, and then there are Mercedes, and then there are, you know, Bentleys, and there are different types of cars, for example. And you'd never try to buy a Bentley for the cost of a Toyota. But when we were talking about this one time, you're telling me how people try to do that. They try to get the Rolls Royce for the cost of the Prius. Explain that.
Now, that's an easy assumption to make, that each firm is different like that. There's another factor that comes in, and that's value. That our service is a high-end service. It's that Lexus Mercedes stuff. Other firms don't have that value, don't have the ability, the reliability, the expertise, the luxury, as it were. But here's the thing, is the cost is the same. It's actually less than the lower-end brands. There's a saying, what is it, penny wise, pound foolish. I have on my desk. I have on my desk. I seriously do a printout from another law firm. I'm very familiar with my competitors, and it's a printout of one of their settlement sheets. It's a very low attorney rate, but the work was terrible. At the end of the day, the client owed money, and that is shameful. And I keep it there as a reminder that is not why I do what I do.
So that client tried to save.
Yes,
and they got a crap lawyer, and then they got a crap outcome.
Yep.
So, you know, crap in, crap out.
That's it. Just like that.
Well, I see. Now, any good recommendations here for people on the 4th of July? I mean, it's going to be a busy weekend, lots and lots of driving. Avoid airplanes, right?
Avoid airplanes flying into John Wayne, yes.
Right. So just do that. And anything else? Any other good words of wisdom?
I know all of your listeners out there are great people, and I'd want them to continue to do things that make America great.
Oh, see, that's now,
you know,
you're a patriot, James, right? You are. I've known you a long time. You love this country. Yeah. Isn't this the best holiday?
It is. It really is.
You don't have to buy anybody any presents. It's not about that. It's about getting together.
Yep.
About eating American food, flags,
family,
bald eagles.
Friend, fun.
Yeah, and getting sunburned.
I try not to get sunburned, but it does happen.
Yeah. Well, good. All right. And I don't know. It's been a busy week. It's been a busy week this week. Lots going on in the news. We're going through it all right now. And I don't know. One time, we got to have you here and take some callers. We got to do that.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, you know, we should, you know, did you hear our Love Nation show when we took callers and gave them relationship advice?
I was out of town.
Ah, dang it. It was, I think that we actually saved lives.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
And I'm thinking maybe we ought to save some more lives. We got to yeah. get you in here. You ought to wear a cape because for the acoustic effect.
Yeah.
But mostly because, you know, maybe people got questions out there.
I can answer questions.
I know. I bet. See, that I think that would be a fun show. People probably would, I imagine, get some oddball questions. But
well, did you get some oddball questions for Love Nation?
I did. I did. And most of them, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to discourage anyone from calling because I think we're going to be doing this on a regular basis. There was a call on essential oil. Some guy, his relationship was ending because his wife was like addicted to essential oils and it was burning a hole in their budget. I remember that. I don't want to dissuade anyone from calling because we're doing it again this year. Or next year.
You should do it for all the holidays.
We will. Well, Sweet James, great to have you.
Thank you.
800-881-2021, 800-881-2021, or visit his website, sweetjames.com.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC, back behind the Sam Nation microphone. Great visit here from Sweet James Bergner. It was great to catch up with him. I'm glad I brought him in. It's always great to have him here. All right. Now, you know, I think that's really what this is all about. The entire outrage over the tweet, because it's disproportionate to what it is. It's exaggerated. It's hyperbolic. It's just this. It's just this enormous now cloud of tears and wailing and condemnation that it makes me wonder, you know, what's really actually behind it. And the fact is, the Dems still are not over what happened November 8th. I played a clip at the end of the first segment, an exchange between Neil Cavuto and Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And she's trying to say, well, yeah, he needs to resign. I mean, Trump needs to just, this is it. This just shows he is not presidential. He's lost his mind. He just needs to resign. And Cavuto goes, well, look, that just doesn't mean you're out as president. Let the American people decide in the next election. And she immediately says, Congresswoman Lee, listen, this is so important. The American people have decided his polling numbers are down under 40. He's 36% or 35. I think they've already spoken. See, this is exactly, first of all, the polls, the precious hollowed polls, these polls never lie. Man, if the American people spoke through the polls, Hillary Clinton would be president. You know that. In fact, of course, you know it all too well, because then you got pimp slapped with reality November 8th. So there's that problem. Second of all, polls don't decide our elections. If they want to run around, they being the Democrats, this is 24 of them that have decided that they're going to start a committee to explore the options on having Trump removed from office under the 25th Amendment, declaring him unfit, then they also have to understand the Constitution. The president's elected once every 4 years. He's got a 4-year term. Unless he is impeached or declare it unfit. And as I explained to you before, they're going to need Vice President Mike Pence on board no matter what. It's not going to happen. By the way, no word officially from Mike Pence whether he would get behind this. What do you think? Of course not. Not going to happen. No way, no how. It's again another silly distraction. And Trump, admittedly, Trump stepped in it. and through the tweet, you know, needlessly promoted two goofy cable talk show hosts. I think I mentioned yesterday, he's got 32 million followers. How many people do you think watch, you know, Morning Joe on MSNBC? 12? It's just disproportionate. Such a bad idea on those grounds alone. So Raskin, Jackson Lee, and others are now full-fledged, ready to oust the president, calling him a lunatic and this and that. But it always comes back to policy. That's it. And, you know, and further in this exchange with Cavuto, Jackson Lee's talking about, well, it's not the tweet. No, no, no. It's not just a tweet. It's the Russia thing. It's collusion. This person, unpresidential. And note, by the way, how she says here in the clip that I played, they've decided, and, you know, when Cavuto brings up Reagan, Lee goes, Ronald Reagan was a commander in chief and he was attempting to run the government, whether you agreed or disagreed. Remember, the Democrats always like the Republican president that is no longer in office. All right, stay tuned. Back after this.
Talk radio. Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rejofsky, there is news out of Florida. Michael Jackson's chimp. You remember this? Michael Jackson had a monkey, a chimpanzee named Bubbles. Robbie's in there nodding vigorously. So apparently Bubbles has found a career. There is a framing store, an art framing, you know, like a, I guess like a canvas framing store. Yeah, the place like that, like an Aaron Brothers in Florida is putting on an exhibition called Apes That Paint. And it's going to feature Michael Jackson's chimp Bubbles. And paintings are going to go on sale for up to $2,000. So I got a question for you. Would you buy a $2,000 painting painted by a chimp? I'll let that sink in for a minute. I don't know. I'm looking at him. It looks okay. But honestly, I think my four-year-old can do better. But I guess this is a thing. So now there's going to be a giant exhibit. I think 20 or so different paintings. And it's supposed to raise money for a good cause. The Center for Great Apes, which is home to about 50 animals. And they need apparently about $22,000 per year to house. So, good cause. There you go. Like a curious Georgia O'Keeffe. There you go. Oh, you don't know how much fun I have with producer Robbie. You know, when he tells me things, you have to be careful. I can totally lose my train of thought. Do you know that that Mika and Joe, Mika Brzezinski, the object of Trump's mean tweeting, that they delayed their vacation, they stayed in town just long enough to go back on air this morning and talk about this. Here is what their response was, and have a listen to this.
I'm fine. My family brought me up really tough. This is absolutely nothing, but I think for me personally, but I am very concerned as to what this once again reveals about the president of the United States. It's strange.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we had so many people saying, hey, hope you're okay. Hope you're okay. We had calls and texts and emails. We're okay. The country's not.
Ooh, the country's not. So they hated him before. I played some of the wretched things these two have said about him. They call him insane. They call him delusional. They call him unfit to be president. This has all happened before. And so now they're whining about it, and then they're saying, well, it's really, we're okay. But the country isn't. My personal take on this is it comes down to what you think of policy. I do. I think that if this is a president who you want to succeed at the agenda that he's putting out there, then this thing just blows over. And if you want to find fault with him, then you're going to do what all the late night people do. And every time you turn on the TV anywhere, you're going to see it that way. I'll put it this way. I saw there are two studies yesterday that came out, two polls, if you will. 71 in the first one says 71% say tweeting is hurting the president's agenda. And I can agree with some of that. I think that some of the tweets, I told you, it was 95.5, right? 5% of them are not good. If you could just cut those out, it'd be good. But there's another survey that came out, survey that came out yesterday and said 61% of Americans support big tax cuts. And my takeaway from that is simple. If Trump sticks to his agenda, the things that he wants to get done, might not be popular with Sheila Jackson Lee, might not be popular with Adam Schiff, might not be popular with Mika Brzezinski, but they are popular with the American public. And it won't matter a hill of beans what he's tweeting or not tweeting. Because if he can get his agenda, if he sticks to his plan, people will reelect him in 3.5 years, no problem. All right, stay tuned. Back after this.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
And here we go, rounding out the fastest hour in radio. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation. And, well, the weekend is almost here. It's Friday night. Big plans? Traveling somewhere? Just be sure you're safe. There are a lot of idiots out on the road. I promise you that. I'm telling you. Holiday weekends always bring out the occasional driver. Do you know what I mean by this? It's not the daily commuter. The best drivers on the road are the ones, you know, Monday through Friday driving, you know, an hour to work and an hour. But you got a lot of time behind the wheel. It's always on the holiday weekends that the people who never drive, they put their driving shoes on and then they go out there and do the most insane maneuvering you would ever imagine. So there it is. Make sure you got Sweet James's number in your hip pocket. Hope you don't need him. But if you do, you know, it's good to know who you need. All right. Oh, there's one more little bookend on this whole Mika Brzezinski thing, and then I'm just leaving this thing alone. I'm done with it. But, you know, Mika wouldn't let it be just that, you know, oh, I'm good. No, don't worry about me. Oh, no, like, I'm fine. So high school. I'm fine. It's not about me. I'm just worried about the country. She didn't leave it there. She ended up saying about Melania, if my gut is right, Melania Trump, wife of the president. I know Melania. This is Mika's words. I know her. If my gut is right, I don't think she's going to put up with it much longer. And my gut is always right. I thought we were talking about her face and not her gut. How did we get distracted here? Ah, oh, geez. Anyway, so Melania Trump responds. And she issued a very carefully worded statement. Now, Melania Trump's very private. You know, so she's a quiet lady and very dignified. And here are her words. It is sad when people try to further their own agendas by commenting on me and my family, especially when they don't know me. And that was it. So I got just shut down. I think that can be the final word on this entire thing. Make no mistake. It is 100% about the agenda. The fact that Trump is in the 30s or 40s or 50s or whatever his approval rating is, it does not matter. He got elected on a set of promises. Those got him in. He has to keep those promises. Now, Congress, if they want to obstruct, if they want to stall the agenda, if they want to make it about the 25th Amendment and having him declared unfit, or trying to drum up, you know, gin up fake scandals with, you know, Russia and God knows what else, they can do that, but it's at the risk of giving Trump a card to play in the next election, which is, I did everything I could to fulfill my promises to you, the American people. And it was these guys over here that obstructed. It was these guys that stood in the way of the agenda that you elected me to do. And I have a prediction. So get the, Bill, get the tape rolling. This is very important. My prediction is that if the Democrats continue with this nonsense obstruction, they will lose seats. They will lose seats in the midterm, and they will definitely, most importantly, Trump will get reelected. Trump will get reelected. And if he gets reelected in that election, right? If he gets in 2020, if he goes in, Democrats will for sure lose seats in both houses of Congress. And that is the Sam Nation word. This week has gone by like that. It's been so much fun. Really appreciate you. Thank you for being out there and putting up with me. Have a great weekend. We have a special show both Monday and Tuesday talking about immigration, patriotism, and my immigrant story. Have a listen.
Talk Radio. 790.
KABC.